You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the markets. The GIFT Nifty recorded a 0.02% gain during Thursday's early trading session, with a value of 19,844.5, indicating a flat opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex. Benchmark indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex made new all-time highs again and ended Wednesday's trading session broadly in green. The Nifty 50 rose 0.42% to 19,833.15, while Sensex rose over 300 points to settle at 67,097.44. The stocks to watch today are Reliance Industries, L&T Finance Holdings, Federal Bank, LIC, Electra Green Tech and Dr. Reddy's Laboratories. Up next, the Commerce and Industry Ministry will meet representatives of India's top 100 listed companies on Saturday for suggestions on reforms required to improve business environment and ideas on pushing manufacturing growth and exports. The meeting will be held in Mumbai and invites have been sent out to top 100 companies listed on BSE and NSE. The meeting will be chaired by Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, and we'll also see participation of Commerce Secretary Sunil Barthwal and Secretary in the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade. The meeting will be held in an interactive format to elicit ideas and suggestions of the industry on increasing the share of manufacturing in India's GDP and promote self-reliance in manufacturing. Moving on, after Singapore, the Unified Payments Interface can soon be used in France. Indians travelling to these countries can make rupee payments using the UPI. Ajay Ramanathan examines the advantages of using UPI and to what extent tourists and businessmen will favour using this mode over credit cards. International acceptance of the UPI can happen only if the payment operator in the home country has an arrangement with a similar payment operator in the overseas country. The National Payments Corporation of India has recently set up connectivity with Lira of France. This is similar to the linkage between the NPCI and Singapore's PayNow that had been set up earlier this year. In another development, narrowing discounts and concerns over rupee payments notwithstanding, Russia will likely retain its newly acquired tag of India's top oil supplier because of a sharp fall in freight. According to analysts and sources from oil marketing companies, the lower freight costs will largely offset the impact of the plunge in discounts, retaining the attractiveness of Russian oil for Indian buyers. Freight rates for delivery of Russian oil to Western India from Baltic ports, which had shot up to around $18 per barrel in early 2023, following Western sanctions last December, began moderating after March and are now down to less than $10 a barrel. Meanwhile, grounded carrier GoFirst has scaled down its resumption plans by around 30% than earlier after the DGCA, in its audit of the airline, flagged issues such as lack of trained pilots and cases related to funding, refunds and spare parts. In all, the DGCA has raised 13 observations in its audit report, pointing out the airline's inability to resume operations at the scale it had proposed. It conducted a special audit of GoFirst's facilities in Delhi and Mumbai from July 4th to 6th and inspected its parked aircraft in Bengaluru, Nagpur, Ahmedabad, Kochi and Kannur. The airline's resolution professional, Shailendra Ajmera, on Wednesday met senior DGC officials and informed them that the carrier proposes to resume operations with 15 aircraft and 114 daily flights. In a latest from industry, owing to weak subscriber addition and delay in headline tariff hikes, telecom operators such as Reliance Jio, Bharti Airtel and Vodafone Idea are expected to see a muted growth in the April-June quarter as well, analysts said. Despite higher number of days in April-June compared to January-March, the overall industry growth is largely expected to be similar to last quarter, factoring in SIM card consolidation at lower end of subscriber base and weak performance by Vodafone India. In the April-June quarter, the telecom operators are expected to report a near 2% QoQ growth in revenues, according to average estimates of four brokerage houses, which is marginally higher than 1.6% growth in the January-March quarter. Lastly, the government said it has directed its marketing agencies NAFED and NCCF to sell tomatoes at Rs 70 per kg instead of Rs 80. Consumers will be able to buy tomatoes at the revised rate starting Thursday. The tomatoes, procured by National Cooperative Consumers Federation of India and National Agricultural Cooperative Marketing Federation of India, had been retailed initially at Rs 90 per kg and then reduced to Rs 80 per kg from July 16 to now Rs 70. Amid a sharp spurt in tomato prices, the two agencies had commenced the procurement of tomato from mandis in Andhra, Karnataka and Maharashtra for simultaneous disposal in major consumption centres, where retail prices have recorded maximum increase in last 1 month. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.